I'm so happy to jump on with those of you who decided to jump on this Friday to really just talk briefly about gratitude and joy. As you heard Reagan say that, you know, I'm the former host of Sister Circle Live. Going into this quarantine, I had a job in which I love to do every single day, and I work with some amazing people. But then a month into the quarantine, we found out that we no longer had a show and we weren't going to be renewed. And 2 days after that, I found out about my radio mentor, Ryan Cameron, having to, take some time off due to surgery. And so within the 2 day span, I went from having the job of my entire life to being able to fill in for my radio mentor and go back to my first love, which was radio. So I start the motivation off with that, because I never became so overcome with grief of losing a job or grief of losing something I love, because I was immediately put into another purpose in my life for what that time called for, just 2 days. So as we have all just endured so many life-changing things because of this time that we've had to be in our homes and really alter the way that we have lived, the two words that come to my mind are reset and re-enter. This is an opportunity for each and every one of us to reset. And reset looks different for everybody. Reset may be, starting a new business, maybe cultivating the business that you already have, really putting the time into what it is that you are trying to do. But reset also means, how are you going to be different as a person? And what I have been trying to do is work on my self-improvement, because I can only be the sum total of my greatness by working on who I am. And so just going in and really working out what those kinks are for me has allowed me to really think about how I'm going to re-enter once the quarantine is lifted. What are you going to take with you? How are you going to be different when the world sees you again? How are you going to present yourself? What and who are you going to be? And that could be someone who has rested for five months or 4 months, however long we are in this quarantine. That is someone who has established something new, has created a new skill set, or has really grown their business to a level that they've always wanted it to grow. Whatever it looks like for you, please continue to look forward and not look around. I think we get so caught up in what everyone else is doing that we feel like we're supposed to be doing those same things. Do what looks and feels good for you. And with that, gratitude. Gratitude has been the one thing that I have really embraced throughout these last few months. I am so grateful for the air I breathe. I'm so grateful to see the trees. I'm so grateful for the food that Source Energy, God, has allowed me to feed my family. So being grateful for the little things, or those things that we've all taken for granted prior to us being reset. So how I'm going to re-enter is to be grateful, because I'm so grateful for everything that I have now. And gratitude is the very best attitude. I've been listening to an artist, his name is Londrell, and he has a song called Gratitude. And gratitude is what he calls is the greatest attitude, and it's his everyday mood. And I think if we move in the spirit of gratitude with whatever it is that we have, because if we focus on the lack, that is what we will continue to have, lack. So focus on gratitude and being able to really identify how you are going to re-enter once the quarantine is lifted. It feels good to experience love and joy in every part of my life. I just did a meditation with Aaliyah Kamala on Instagram, and I do that with her pretty much every morning. And that was our guiding thought. It feels good to experience love and joy in every part of my life. So I feel like that encompasses what gratitude is. So be grateful for the morning that you've been blessed with. Be grateful for the little things that we used to take for granted. Think about it this way. If God, source energy, whoever you serve, Jesus, Allah, if you have been granted the opportunity to have another breath of life, then you have another opportunity to fulfill whatever purpose that is for your life. And purposes are ever changing. So be open to whatever it is that makes your soul feel good. But at the root of that is gratitude. So as you reset and as you prepare to re-enter, let gratitude be at the core of who you are. I hope you have an amazing weekend. And if you've gotten nothing from what I've said today, gratitude, live in it, be in it, and walk in it. Have a fabulous day, TGS members. Mwah!